if you wanted to run away, it's too late. These anime series will haunt you even in your nightmares. This is the Top 10 Best Horror Anime 2022. Number 10, The Promised Neverland. The second season of this mysterious and dark anime is now available. It's based on the manga of the same name, written by Kayu Shirai and illustrated by Posuka Damizu between 2016 and 2020. Its plot is madness. In an orphanage for genius children where everyone was living happily, they discover that they're actually in some kind of monster food farm. How bizarre. The manga was so well received by the public and critics, it won the Shogakukan Award for Best Shonen in 2017. So it was no wonder that its anime adaptation, made by Cloverworks Studio and broadcasted by Fuji TV, was a complete hit. Its first season aired in 2019, which was quite faithful to the original work. However, the second season took some very considerable creative liberties from the manga. But fans have not been entirely disappointed. Mind you, I recommend you watch and read both versions and see for yourself which is the best conclusion to this very terrifying story. Number 9, Higurashi When They Cry. If you're paranoid, stay away from this series. Higurashi When They Cry introduces you to an apparently quiet town, but don't let its childish-looking characters fool you. Little by little, you'll hear them plotting strange things or having violent and crazy reactions that will make you understand that everyone here has secrets. The plot begins when Keiichi Maebara, a student who recently moved to town, attends a festival with his friends. However, he learns that every year, one person dies and another disappears during the festival. Written by Ryukishi 07, this story was first a video game for PlayStation 2 and Nintendo DS, but its success was such that it was adapted into a manga, light novels, and up to 7 times into anime. On this last occasion, it was licensed by Funimation and Crunchyroll, who gave a new aesthetic to this horrifying adventure. Do you dare to set foot in this town? Number 8. High-Rise Invasion. If you're a Battle Royale fan, you'll find the concept of High-Rise Invasion more than fascinating. Yuri, a high school girl, wakes up in a world full of skyscrapers plagued by masked psychopaths who hunt down humans to kill them in a ruthless way or force them to commit suicide? However, neither of the two options seems very good, so Yuri will have to find allies and decipher the mysteries of this world in order to survive. This anime was made by Zero G Studio and was shown to the world through Netflix. The manga, on which it is based, written by Suina Miura and illustrated by Takahiro Oba, was so successful during its broadcast between 2013 and 2019 that a sequel titled High-Rise Invasion Arrive is currently being published. So, for fans of this saga, there's still content for a while. Come on, Netflix, make a full adaptation! Number 7, Meruko-chan. Ready for a horror comedy? Well, that's Meruko-chan. This anime is inspired by the manga written and illustrated by Tomoki Izumi. Its story revolves around Miko, a girl who suddenly has the ability to see ghosts. However, despite how horrifying and macabre they can be, she decides to ignore them and try to have a normal life, which will trigger a series of uncomfortable and even dangerous events. Everything becomes more interesting when Yulia, an apprentice medium, realizes that our protagonist has this power and decides to confront her. The aesthetics of this anime are beautiful thanks to the work done by Passione and Funimation. It has 7 episodes that are extremely fun, which will help you relax a little from the tension of the previous positions. Ready for these ghosts? Number 6. Housing Complex C. There's no manga for this new series, so there won't be any spoilers online. Cool, right? What we do know is that it'll be about a girl named Kimi, who lives in a rather cheap housing complex in the city of Kurosaki. However, everything seems to indicate that a curse, or some incredible bad luck, haunts the residents of Housing Complex C, making them experience horrible and bloody events. The production of this anime doesn't come from Japan, but from the United States. It's written by Amphibian, made by Akatsuki Studio, directed by Yuji Nara, and was licensed by none other than Warner Brothers and Adult Swim. Isn't that amazing? We still have to wait a bit to watch it in all its glory since there's no release date, but it's confirmed that this great project will be released sometime in 2022. Would you dare to move into Housing Complex C? Number 5. Shadow's House. This anime won't necessarily make you shudder, but it'll give you lots of chills. Imagine that you're a doll created in the image and likeness of some kind of shadow monster, and you must also serve that monster and its family. That's the story of Emiliko, a very cheerful girl who will face many strange things living and serving the shadow family while trying to have a good relationship with her mistress, Kate. This anime premiered its first season in 2021, and its second season, which has just been released in July 2022, maintains the animation quality and excellent graphics that Cloverworks Studio, Funimation, and Crunchyroll have accustomed us to. It's based on the manga written and illustrated by Somato, whose manga is still on air, so we may soon have news of a third season. Isn't that great? Number 4. Chainsaw Man. And it's time to talk about this series that has shaken everyone as one of the most violent, bloody, and horror-themed shonen of recent times. How can you not have such high expectations when an anime is called Chainsaw Man? The plot revolves around a world with demons where Denji, a young man with an unpayable debt, is cruelly murdered by the mafia. However, he makes a pact with the chainsaw demon and manages to be reincarnated into an entity with chainsaw hands and face who will deliver a very sharp type of justice. This anime is being developed by MAPPA Studio and Crunchyroll, and is known to be released sometime in 2022. About its manga, it was created and illustrated by Tatsuki Fujimoto, being first published in 2018, and its second part, called Chainsaw Man 2, is currently airing. You can be sure that this will be a total success. Number 3. Exception. It's time for some space horror, where no matter how much you scream, no one can hear nor help you. Exception is a new anime produced by Netflix, and its quality is guaranteed. The script was written by Hirotaka Adachi, who also wrote Black Fairy Tale and Calling You. The designs were made by Yoshitaka Amano, the legendary illustrator of Final Fantasy. Yuzo Sato, who coordinated the production of Hunter x Hunter, Phantom Rogue, will be the director. What is Exception about? In the future, humankind has been forced to leave Earth and look for a new home. And when they find a new planet to terraform, they start using a technology similar to a biological 3D printer to recreate themselves in the new place. What could go wrong? Well, we'll have to wait a little longer to find out, but it's looking scary so far. Number 2. Theater of Darkness, Yamishibai 10. This anime has been airing since July 2013, but it's not exactly a series. Rather, the episodes of each season of Theater of Darkness, Yamishibai, are based on Japanese urban horror legends. This 10th season, released in 2022, is overloaded with a lot more horror than ever before. And like the previous seasons, this one also features 13 episodes of 23 minutes each. The scripts were written by Hiromu Kumamoto and Shuichiro Masumoto. This series has no manga since it was intended to be broadcasted directly in audiovisual format. It's available on Crunchyroll and you can enjoy it in small doses of horror little by little, as it doesn't require you to get hooked for too long or follow a sequence because of how independent the story of each episode is. Awesome, isn't it? Before showing you the first place, there's one anime that, while it didn't get a spot in this top, it's worth acknowledging. Bonus, Digimon Ghost Game. Did you think Digimon could only be an action-adventure anime? Well, let me show you the dark side of this saga. This time, mysterious holograms with terrifying shapes are terrorizing some people, so they become a sort of urban legends increasingly common. It'll be gradually revealed that these mysterious ghosts are far from harmless, as some of them steal time and others kidnap people. So something will have to be done against these supernatural creatures from the virtual world. Now, it's time to meet the king of horror anime of 2022. And it's… Number 1. Uzumaki. The first place could only be reserved for this creation of the legendary horror mangaka Junji Ito, who, if for some reason you don't know him, I'll tell you that he's like the Japanese Stephen King. Let that serve as a prelude for you to understand the relevance of this writer and manga artist's work. Uzumaki, one of his most disturbing stories, will be released in 2022 by Production IG USA, Adult Swim, and Warner Brothers. Its plot is pretty disturbing. A small town called Kurozo seems to suffer some sort of curse with spirals, which manifests itself in different ways, such as obsessions, phobias, and even ghosts or physical deformations. This anime will have 4 episodes, which you can bet will be a gem. And if this wasn't enough of Junji Ito, Netflix, on its part, has announced a series where it'll adapt up to 20 of the best and most terrifying stories of the author in the series Junji Ito Maniac, Japanese Tales of the Macabre, to be released in 2023. Amazing, yet scary. Are you shaken already? No need to lie, I am. Which of these series piqued your interest the most? Let me know in the comments, and while you're there, hit like and subscribe to my channel. Until the next dark adventure. Boo! Did I scare you?